Just the fact that you just went out there first, that was just it. Other than that, you know, it was another game and a big game in all reality. And, you know, that's pretty much the only thing that was different, just when I went out first.
But did you feel like you could get into more of a rhythm because you did have the majority of carries?
I wouldn't say that. I just feel like, you know, you're going to get a rhythm no matter what. It's just a matter of how focused you are in general and just knowing what, you know, could happen and just, you know, getting used to the game speed.
What do you take from the win over the Ravens into this week?
Just continue to keep going. It was a big game. It was a, you know, big win for us. But, you know, something that's, you know, in the back of my mind, I think everybody else's. And we're just getting ready for San Diego.
Charlie told us that there's uncertainty because he doesn't know if he's starting or not. Is there uncertainty for all of you? Like, does the game plan change for you? Does the way you approach practice change?
No, it's going to be the same. We're going to practice the same. We're going to play the same. We have the same game plan. It just matters is whoever's going to be the guy calling the plays and, you know, throwing the ball. That's about it. You know, other than that, we're going to play the same way we know how to play, and we're just going to adjust to whoever the quarterback is.
As well as Charlie played, do you find like you're all kind of pulling for Ben? Are guys talking about it?
Of course, we want Ben to be healthy. I mean, we're not sitting here saying one guy saying, oh, we want Chuck, one guy. Nobody's saying we want Ben. We just want everybody to be healthy. And, you know, we know what Seven brings to the table. You know, not doubting Charlie's ability. He's been playing well. He played well last week, and he redeemed himself. But, of course, we want everybody to be healthy, just like we were excited that Troy was back. You know, Will Allen's been playing well, stepping in for him, and we're just excited that Troy's back. But, you know, it doesn't matter who it is, but we'll be excited if Ben can play.
So much shuffling of the line. Why is it those guys been able to step in and do what they do and not seem to miss a beat?
I think it's the bonding that they have. You can just tell by just looking at them right now. They're always beside each other, always clowning, always joking around. And they're a tight, close group. And, you know, that by that off the field things, it translates on the field. And, you know, you got to give Cougs his credit. You know, he does a great job with those guys. And, you know, he makes sure everybody's on the same page and he coaches them up pretty, really good.
Could you tell? Were you looking and saying, whoa, Pouncey's in the wrong spot?
I've played with Pouncey in the All-American game, and that's the last time I saw him play guard. It was no doubt in my mind that he could do the same thing. Obviously, he was on the right side when we were, like, in high school, but, you know, I had no doubt that Pouncey was going to get the job done.
Coach said he might play tackle this week.
If he does, I wouldn't doubt he could do it, too. You know, he's that type of athlete.
You guys have struggled against teams that have struggled. Is that a talking point in this locker room about making sure that you don't get too much on the Baltimore win and stay focused for San Diego?
I think everybody's mature enough and everybody's mature to know that, you know, we're happy with the win we have, but, you know, we got to move on. And, you know, San Diego's they have a good team. They have a, you know, great, good defense. They have a Pro Bowl quarterback who can make plays. And, you know, they got a tight end that can make plays, and they got some emerging wide receivers, and they got, you know, Matthews running the ball. So, you know, in all reality, we still got our hands full. No matter who, you know, we're not going to look at their record. We're going to look at, you know, respect what they have and respect their players and respect, you know, the fact this is the National Football League. Anybody could win each and every day. So, you know, we're going to go out there and do what we got to do to get the win.